I'm so glad to be here.
What do you mean by coming in here at this time of day?
It's a happy time for us.
No, it isn't.
Here again is another sexual menace.
Satire.
He was hardworking, popular, and fair.
He wasn't really.
In fact,
he didn't have a single friend in the world.
He must be stopped.
But he was too late to stop being a dick.
He must learn the information before he can
educate, entertain,
destroy,
corrupt, put thoughts together.
Ever see such a wonderful show?
Now, even though the subject's a pretty serious one, we're also going to have a little fun with this as well.
This one is called
Now You're Cooking With Gas.
And it's about my best friend,
Satan himself.
Well, I won't tell you what happened to him, but he certainly deserved it.
I deserve the death penalty.
God damn it! You asked for it!
Hey, not bad.
Drugs are not bad. Drugs are good.
All right, said the horse,
who was wearing a sexy purple leotard.
Whoa.
When an ominous and frightening image began to focus on the scanner screen.
My testicles.
Just looking at them made Alice hungry.
You take these pills. Whenever you feel hungry, you don't have to eat nothing.
These are made of plastic.
Now, here's how to get your set of free plastic Navy Frogman.
Incorporate actual occult practices.
And push the fish through.
My butt.
Now let's move inside to see what has been happening.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I must say that I find it extremely difficult.
To slit the throats of cattle.
I believe we've had enough of that in the United States.
Many people believe that important elements of sex education
involve minor breaches of discipline.
I'm going to give you a spanking.
Hey, wait a minute.
Here, I'll bend over. You spank me.
Oh, geez, that's a great idea.
Do you have any ideas?
Maybe keep him on a leash.
The most important element, I would have to say, is
tons of cocaine.
So you'll want to have a vacuum cleaner on hand to keep this stuff from getting everywhere.
Oh boy, look out.
And now it's everywhere.
All over the floor.
It's best to get on the floor.
Round and round the floor.
Bending down, he sniffed at one.
God, bam!
You're really probably not going
to
get enough.
It's enough to make a man a monster.
The higher up they go, the more they want to take it with them.
If you want to use it, you should see your doctor or go to a family planning clinic.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Then it ought to be number one.
Examine the urine.
And it whizzed like a yellow streak right past
Abraham Lincoln.
As the stuff's pretty thick, you'll probably want to leave it overnight to dry.
It has to be not too dry and not too wet.
So when baby wets again,
that will put him to sleep forever.
Good idea.
Got a better idea.
Spearing the bears and stomping on those ugly snakes.
One day, small bear and sister realize they are different.
Now, what's this?
Part of the man's body, which we call the penis.
It is exceedingly small.
Don't let me catch you monkeying with mine for another couple of years yet.
Wow, it's humongous.
Boy, this is really big.
So he must be especially careful.
Or you might trip and squish the cake.
Then put it in your mouth.
Now, up under your upper lip. Now down inside your lower lip.
You swallowed the whole thing.
Okay, let's put both feet on the floor. We'll interlock our fingers. We'll also lay our head on the floor this time. As we're doing this, my head is resting on the floor, but the upper back is off the floor. Lift both shoulders up as high as you can.
Hold it.
You coming?
Coming, coming.
And it drip, drip, dripped down into her open mouth.
Then he put on her nightgown and cap, got into bed, and drew the curtains.
Early the following morning.
Quite an interesting find.
A wet, sticky spot on my bed.
What a spot. So quiet, so cool. Just as it was when I was in school.
This spot may be very fine, but look what it says on that big sign.
Commit homicide and get involved in necrophilia.
Oh, geez, that's a great idea.
Commit suicide.
Oh, Judy, that's a dumb idea.
Hey, I've got an idea.
Let's crawl in this doorway here and talk.
You've earned the right to take the ultimate tater test.
And now for $15,000, name a small sea animal.
His name is Snoopy.
No, that's wrong.
He failed.
So they had to sell him.
You are mine now. You belong to me.
He was to be cast into a furnace of burning fire.
They totally deserve it.
When they are having problems and they listen to music like this, then they end up committing suicide.
You may get your chance. I hope so.
And people will die.
With a smile on their lips.
Things just kind of topple over one after the other.
We're talking about a loss of a way of life, you know, our dependence on this
parts load of gibberish.
And the problem globally is worse than it is here.
Please leave the theater at once.
I wish you and yours the very best of everything.
Marijuana, acid, weed, dope, everything.
Goodbye, children. Be good. I'd better go now.
Now, wasn't that fun?
I'm not going to stand for this sort of thing any longer.